Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Among questions about the government's action plan to support vulnerable children, there was this one for the Minister of Health, Tony Ryle, from Labor's spokeswoman on social development, Jacinda Ardern.
Can he confirm that the targets he re-announced today are all set beyond the 2014 election? If so, how will ministers be assessed on the newly minted Children Result Action Plan, or CRAP?
The Honourable Tony Ryle.
The Minister was not amused.
Gosh, you certainly needed a university education for that joke, didn't you? Mr Speaker, if the member had read the report, she would see that some of those result areas will be achieved well before the election. And while the party opposite may think this is a joke, the government is determined to achieve.
I apologise to the Minister, but now look.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, said there was no way he could hear the Minister's answer.
And that's unreasonable. We're not going to repeat the question on this occasion. But I would ask the Minister, please, just to finish that answer again, because I couldn't hear the last part of it at all. The Honourable Tony Ryan.
Mr Speaker, this government takes the issue far more seriously than it appears that others do. And what we are planning
order.
To
do. Order. Order. I think we've had sufficient on that one.
But the opposition couldn't get enough of this one from Labor's transport spokesman, Phil Twyford.
My supplementary is for the Minister of Transport. Does he think that the $8 billion spent on public relations... Sorry, that should be $8 million. Spent...
Order. Now, order. Order, I apologise, the member. Those of us who've not had a slip of the tongue should be the only ones able to cast the first stone. You know, we all do that.
Phil Twyford agreed.
It's very easy, Mr Speaker, to make that kind of mistake with the roads
order.
Of national significance.
Order, let's just have the question.
Does he think that the $8 million spent on public relations for the roads of national significance is enough to placate the millions of New Zealanders who are concerned about the cuts to public transport projects, the flatlining of maintenance of local roads, state highways, the underfunding of Kiwi Rail, and the sheer waste of billions of dollars on the roads of national significance?
Jerry Brownlee rejected Mr Twyford's accusations.
But what I would say is that over the last 24 months, I've heard nothing from Labor members other than spend more on communications in a range of portfolio interests I currently have. And what's more, if that money hadn't been spent, that member would have been talking about a secret roading plan.
Transport Minister Jerry Brownlee question time was followed by the general debate, and here's Rhys Lyon.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman took the opportunity to put forward his party's position on New Zealand's military role in Afghanistan.
Tragic events mean that we must once again look at what we're doing in Afghanistan and how our military serving in Bamiyan province can be brought home safely. Now, many other parliaments debate these kind of military deployments on a regular basis. The German parliament debates it every year. And so we think it's important that New Zealand should have this debate. We were very disappointed that the government blocked having a debate on this issue yesterday and that the Speaker didn't give an urgent debate on this issue yesterday, which we think actually this Parliament should be debating this issue.
Also during the general debate, which has no set topic, there was this contribution from ACT Party leader John Banks.
In the 30th Parliament, we had Bill Rowling as the leader of the opposition. In the 40th Parliament, we've got David Shearer as the leader of the opposition. And today, the Labor Party is led by the weakest leader of this Parliament in 10 Parliament, and that's a statement of fact.
Except that this is the 50th Parliament, not the 40th, and although Bill Rowling was this country's 30th Prime Minister, he served in every Parliament from the 33rd to the 40th.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.